What is your understanding of sales and marketing? What's your understanding of sales and marketing? I get this question all the time, and I guess because I'm older, I kind of get it a little bit, but sales and marketing isn't what it used to be. I'm going to share with you everything you need to know about sales and marketing in 15 minutes or less. Join me for this episode of The Inside BS Show. Hi, my name is Dave Lorenzo. This is the show that takes you inside business strategy. So today, I'm sharing with you six things you need to know about sales and marketing, whether you're an entrepreneur, professional service provider, a coach, a consultant, professional speaker. If you're in professional services in any way, this video is going to be really helpful for you. Today, we're covering what is your understanding of sales and marketing, and there are six really important things you need to know. Five of them are things that you may have heard before, but I'm going to put them into context for you. And the sixth thing, the final thing we're going to share today on our show, is a huge secret. It's an amazing secret that once I reveal it to you, you're going to go, oh man, makes so much sense. I wish I would have known that. I could have marketed my business or my professional service firm in a completely different way. I could have marketed it in a way that would have made it easier for me. So join me right now for the six steps to improve your understanding of sales and marketing to get more clients easier right now. Okay, the first thing you need to understand about sales and marketing is that the old school approach was that sales and marketing were two different disciplines. Marketing was about driving traffic, and sales was about converting that traffic into clients. So there was a big marketing department, and the marketing department would also include advertising and events and all different types of awareness and branding campaigns. And while Fortune 500 or Fortune 100 companies may still think that way with a segregation of marketing and sales, the internet and access to information and ways to distribute that information has made it so that the lines have become blurred. Right now, you as a professional service provider, you as an attorney, as a CPA, as a professional speaker or consultant, you can advertise on Google and on Facebook and all different types of social media. You can do direct response advertising yourself. And then when those people call on the phone, you become the salesperson and you convert those people from the advertisement directly yourself. You can even convert them without talking to them. You can drive them to a website where they can purchase things. So the old school method was, hey, listen, I got to get my product in the hands of people. How do I do that? Well, first I generate awareness and then I drive those people to someone to convert them. Now the lines are blurred. So today, and that's the second thing we're going to talk about, today we're focusing on conversion at different steps in the process. So step number two brings us to today. And what we do today is we focus on conversions at different steps in the process. So the first thing we do today is we identify suspects, people we suspect look just like our best client. Then we try to convert them into prospects by making them an offer of free information. If they accept the free information, they become prospects. Then we try and convert them from prospects into clients by offering to do business with them. And that's all done seamlessly, and it takes place through a combination of sales and marketing methods. And it's all blurred. The lines are blurred today. So if you're wondering how you can do this without hiring a team of people to do the advertising, to do the marketing, to do the conversions, I've got the answer for you. Go to revenueroadmapguide.com, revenueroadmapguide.com, and enter your contact info. You can download my free system called the Revenue Roadmap. This is your sales and marketing system for professional services, for entrepreneurs, and for people who are in relationship-based sales. You can be in a Fortune 100 company and do business based on relationships, consultative sales. This is your sales and marketing system. All you got to do is download it. It's my system. Take it. It's free. It's my gift to you. So that's today's marketing and sales method. Now, let's move on to step three. If you're in professional services, the way that you market, you can use that system that I just gave you for free. You can download it and use it. And what that system will do is it will introduce you to the client. It will educate the client on what's going on in the world today related to what they do. And it will educate the client on the problems that you can solve. It will then agitate those problems so that they develop some urgency. Because here's the thing, our business is helping people in exchange for financial compensation, but people don't realize they need help. People sometimes need a little push. So after you educate them, you have to agitate them. You have to get them to understand that it's urgent that they act now. And then the system will help you differentiate yourself from everyone else who does what you do. So you're going to educate, agitate, and differentiate, and that system will help you if you're in professional services. So RevenueRoadmapGuide.com, download the system, and you'll learn how to do exactly what I'm talking about. All right, the fourth step in understanding sales and marketing is all about closing. In the old days, closing was about, well, what do you think of this? And do you think that's something that would be of value to you? And if they say yes, say, okay, just sign on the dotted line. We don't do closing like that anymore. Basically, the way we work, if you're in professional services or you use consultative selling in your business, what you do is you just say, Mr. Smith, we talked about the problems that you're having. We talked about how much this problem is costing you. Let me ask you something. Would you like some help? And if they say they want some help, the deal's done. It's closed. You need to put a fine point on it. You need to give them the details. But asking them if they want help and then having them say yes, that's the close. And that's what we do today. There's no hardcore close. Hey, what can I do to put you in this car today? We don't do that anymore. That's not how it works. These days we say, look, you told me this was a problem. I showed you how we've helped other people who have the same problem. Would you like some help? They say, yes, you're in. If they say no, they say no. That's all there is to it. The fifth step is a little intimidating, but it shouldn't be. And the fifth step is simply following up to deepen the relationship over time. Following up to deepen the relationship over time. Now, why is that intimidating? Why is that intimidating? Well, simply put, it's intimidating because people feel like when they follow up with people, they're going to back out or they're going to tell them they made a mistake. They're going to have buyer's remorse. In reality, if you have a good relationship with the client, they're never going to do that. If you have a good relationship with the client, what you'll find is they're happy to hear from you because every time they hear from you, you help them make money, you help them save money, or you help them reduce risk. So I promised you a secret at the end of our time together, and now we're up to the sixth step, and it's time for the big secret. I already kind of let the cat out of the bag. If you want to know the understanding of sales and marketing today, here it is. We help people in exchange for financial compensation. I'm here. I want to help you. Will you let me help you? If they say yes, you got a client. If they say no, you're going to follow up down the road. Maybe they'll become a client. Maybe they won't. You're going to continue to provide value over and over again. And eventually they'll see that you're genuinely interested in helping them and they'll be happy to pay you. If you want more great videos just like this on sales and marketing, scroll down. There's a whole list of videos that are coming up. There's a playlist right there. Click on that playlist. Watch the next video, and I'll see you in our next video.